Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Evan. I'm a dumb dad.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more.
You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable.
We're the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, dummy.
Hey, dummy. Cheers.
Cheers.
One sleep away until one of the biggest... no, not really. Just one day, one sleep away until Valentine's Day.
Oh, that was Toyota-thon.
Yeah, Toyota-thon is right after.
Toyota, not a sponsor.
Hit us up, Toyota. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day to all the...
Happy Valentine's Day. By the time you listen to this, this holiday is come and gone.
Yeah, well, like it does every year. And then you realize, oh, well, okay.
I always liked working... I was a bartender, and I always liked working at the bar. On Valentine's Day. It's just kind of funny. Because you'd get people...
The saddies? Some saddies?
You get it all.
Yeah, you get some dates, don't you? I remember that.
You get some dates after dinner. Thought we'd come here for a drink. And I'm like, why? And then you'd have some that are single. And they'd come and they'd do the inevitable. Like, somebody's stupid. And you're like... yeah. Whatever.
You don't need it, first of all. You just got to celebrate the person every day. Every day should be Valentine's Day.
Do you guys care about that holiday?
Yes and no. It's sort of both. Like, it's fun to celebrate. Like, here's the thing. It's kind of this, like, we were just kind of painting a picture just now. Two schools of thought. One is like, do everything for my partner, make it a big day, big celebration. And there's other people that are like, who cares? It's just a day. It's just another day. Well, that's not any fun.
Okay. You know?
To a certain extent, yes, it is just another day. However, we don't believe that, like, let's make sure today's the day that I'm going to say it all and do it all and be it all.
Sure.
Right? It's like you find a book that your partner's going to like, don't buy it for them and then save it 3 months. Buy it for them and give it to them on Wednesday. I thought you might like this. I heard of whatever, you know, or little things throughout the year. So that when Valentine's Day comes, it's like, hey, what do you want to do? Go out to dinner? Should we have a little fun night about it? Then you can celebrate it a little bit. But it doesn't always have to be this like big extravagant thing.
Sure.
No shame if that's what you do. But that's kind of how we sit with it. It's like, some years we're going to go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Some years will be maybe a little bit more extravagant than others. This year, probably going to make dinner at home.
Yep.
We've got a busy weekend ahead of us. We're taking off this weekend. So we already committed, like, we got to clean out the fridge before we leave.
So romantic.
We're romantic as possible. Making the food we have in the fridge so it doesn't go bad. But maybe we'll plate it, you know.
Yeah.
Extravagant plating, like we're waiting on Gordon Ramsay to spit it up behind his back or something.
Just sprinkle it with some parsley flakes. And it looks fancy.
Colorful.
That's all it is.
So anyway, how about you? I mean,
So my wife and I started dating.
Here we go.
I think it was the Nixon administration. No, well, we started dating.
That's too far back.
We started dating in January. A lifetime ago. And so then when Valentine's Day came around, we had been dating weeks.
Okay.
So when that holiday came, we were both kind of like, I don't want to be weird
really
about it.
Sure. Yeah, I can't go. If I go ham, you know, then yeah, it might be weird.
This guy's a lot.
Yeah. Desperate much?
Yeah. So we were both kind of on the fence about it. And we both didn't have strong opinions about it at the time either. So we...
So you proposed.
Went to Wendy's. And then we saw the Harrison Ford movie Firewall.
A couple of junior bacon cheeseburgers.
I'll never forget.
And Firewall. Firewall. I don't remember that movie.
He's a bank manager who gets... It's not a hostage situation. It's a hostage situation, but in his house. And they're basically like, you're going to help.
Who's hostage?
He's hostage. Him and his family are being held hostage in their own home. And they're like, you're going to help us break into the bank. And they're like, you're going to help us figure out how to get this many accounts on your phone. This is a very forgettable movie. The reason why it wasn't forgetful to me is for this one scene. They were like, we've got to get, he's like, there's like 30,000 accounts. There's nothing that can hold that many account numbers. And then he goes, well, they're like, well, you better figure it out. We're going to kill all of you. And he goes, wait, my daughter's new iPod holds 30,000 songs. And he like rewired it because the iPods were pretty hot at the time.
Yeah. And easy to reprogram.
It was a hot new thing. Yeah. It's really easy to
just
rewrite
get into
that.
And rewrite the code and the entire situation.
And then so he put all the entire bank in her iPod. And I was like, this is such a blatantly obvious Apple promotion.
I just can't figure out how to get all these U2 songs off of here.
Shuffle. No, don't shuffle the accounts.
No, we're never going to
so
get in.
So dumb. So anyway, that kind of solidified for us.
To be continued.
Being like, I don't think we care for this holiday.
Nah, you missed out, sort of. Your tradition of Halloween, of Valentine's Day should just be play some forgettable, horrible movie.
I think we did I could be wrong about this, but I think either we did or we've always joked around about it. Like, let's go get fast food and see a terrible movie.
that sounds great to me.
Thing.
That sounds great to me because what's better than sitting there junking around with the person you care most about, like making fun of something stupid.
It was such a dumb movie. We were both like, oh, this is so bad. It's so bad.
My wife doesn't love movies very much. It's like takes a lot to her for her to like want to watch a movie. So, but I would love to do that.
You guys never go to the movies?
Never. Well, we have kids, Kevin.
Well, when you're so maybe visiting your parents and or whatever.
No, not really. I mean, once in a blue moon, there'll be a movie. She's like, I really want to see that. But not like, she's not a movie goer per se. So okay. That it's like once a month or something, we're going to see what's the new thing. Sure. I would love to. I love to go see the movie, to go to the movies, but timing.
Well, happy Valentine's Day
to all.
I'm coming fresh from a dumb dad moment. Not my own.
Oh.
Not my dumb dad moment.
Okay.
Not even involved. Not even... You can't...
Well, you were there.
Here's the thing. You can't... No. Here's the funny thing. I wasn't, and I'll explain what that means in a minute. I can't even be... I just got to witness this, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
So...
That's like I told you, when I saw the guy put the kid on the escalator, and then I looked down and see the wife get all mad, I was like, well, this is hilarious. I'm like front row.
Yeah.
It's
great.
Amazing.
It's great. So... My daughter, one of her classmates that she likes the guy, like his name gets brought up, birthday party invite.
They play together at recess or something.
They play together. Yeah. Like then you've heard the name get brought up that you're like, well, we got to go to this one.
They haven't gone to Wendy's together.
We'll see. not a lot of Wendy's out here in LA.
No, that's true. There's not a lot of Wendy's out here in LA.
Anyway, so we're like, we got to go to this one. When is it? Super Bowl Sunday. Whoa, horrible day for a
birthday party.
I was like, what time? 6 p.m. Oh, right. It's just the tail end of the game. Whatever.
Yeah, so everyone's arriving like in the third quarter when it's getting tight.
Yeah. We were like, this is such a bad idea. Anyway, my son was sick for the umpteenth time, and he was getting over it.
But still kind of like, we'll probably keep him out of school and we're not going to bring him to the birthday party. So I text the mom on Saturday. Yeah, I text her on Saturday.
The day before the Super Bowl.
The day before the Super Bowl, so the day before the birthday party. And I'm like, hey, we're not going to make it. In my head, I'm like, there's no world where she believes me. I'm like, hey, we're not going to make it. My son's sick, and just to be safe.
Hey, I'm not going
to
make it. We're watching the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, there's no world where she's like, yeah, another one. Had to watch the Super Bowl.
I'm like, hey, we're not going to make it. I got, you know, the Chiefs minus 2.5. I threw 100 on it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think I'm going to.
My son is sick about it.
Big Jalen Hurts guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I text her. She's like, totally understand. But, you know, this is, says the thing that all parents say.
Yeah.
No, I understand. It's going around. That's the thing we say now. That's the thing us parents say.
It's going around, yeah.
It's going around. It's going the around. Weather. It's the weather talk.
That's right.
It's going, how are you doing? We're just getting over a sickness. Yeah, it's going around. It's all the time.
We had it 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I tell you.
Yeah. Well, you just rest up. All right, rest up. Yeah.
Catch you next time.
So I text.
How about this game, huh?
So I text her. She texts me back. Everything's great. And then cut to today, Monday. I'm doing the Scholastic Book Fair. We can get into that in a minute. And one of the moms on the PTA shows up and she's like, hey, you going to so-and-so's birthday party tonight? And I went, oh, that was yesterday. You missed it. And she was like, seriously? And I was like, yeah, look at the invite. Unless I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't on Super Bowl Sunday. That's embarrassing for me. Would make way more sense to not have it on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
So she checks the thing and she goes, no, you're right. It's on Super Bowl Sunday. I missed it. I don't know why I thought it was today. That's embarrassing. I'm going to text her and apologize. I just ghosted the birthday party. I was like, yeah, it's cool. She comes back 20 minutes later. She's like, the birthday party's today. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What are we doing here?
The mom, the kids, dad and mom are separated. The mom, the birthday party is at her house. She planned the whole thing. His job was to make the invites.
Dumb dad moment of the week. That is so good.
And he wrote Sunday, February 12th.
He typed it out.
At 6 p.m. It was just like, I did nothing. I was like, oh, this is great.
You had one job, man.
So now I'm like, oh no. So I was like, well, what happened? So apparently they took for just like the family's birthday for him, they went to Legoland. Mom gets a text from, this is how she finds out that the invites were wrong. They're at Legoland and a woman texts them, hey, is this your house? The picture of her home. And she goes, yeah, why? And she goes, well, we're all outside. Can you let us in? And she's like, the birthday party's tomorrow. And then the woman sends a picture of the invite. And she's like, we left a Super Bowl party to come to this thing.
Oh, my God.
So the dummy pissed so many people off. I think it was only
in
one
family. In multiple ways.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
leaving a Super Bowl party. I know, honey, but we got to go. We got to go to another party.
Yeah.
That the game will be on there. I'm sure the game will be on. It's not like they don't know the game's on.
So I'm like, oh man. And I'm exhausted. Again, we can get into it in a minute, but I've been doing the book fair all day.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. My son was home. So like I was doing the book fair and any breaks I had, I would come home, hang out with my son, play with him for a little bit. And then, okay, the next thing of the book fair started, it's lunch at the school. So I'd run back to the school. I was doing that. I'm just so tired. But in my head, I go, I have to go to this birthday party because no one else is going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nobody knows.
This kid is going to be.
Either they didn't show up. Or they, you know, from the day before.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it's today. It's a secret birthday party suddenly. So I was like, well, we have to go. Just once I punch in the address, over a half hour to get there. I was like, this is everything about this is great. I can't wait.
What time?
6 o'clock.
On a school night.
On a school night.
Big birthday party.
We get there.
Big secret birthday party.
I will say, I guess it's not a dumb dad. I was going to say this is kind of a dumb dad moment, but I went to, I was like, we get off the exit. I immediately route to, because I knew his parents are like going to get him like a big gift.
Yeah.
I think a musical instrument. I don't know what. So they were kind of just like, just Amazon gift cards are great. I was like, great. So when we got off the exit, I was like, where's this nearest CVS? Go there. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes until the party starts. I walk in. The busiest CVS you've ever been to in your life.
Man, it's a little bit of a dumb dad moment to wait.
I would have bought it on Saturday if we were going.
I know, but yeah, this, I know.
That's the
yeah,
thing. I know, I wasn't going to the party.
Yeah, that you're
and
right.
I didn't find out until that afternoon.
You're right.
It existed. So I was just like, oh, cool. Everybody stops here after work. I didn't know that.
Well, they were having a post Super Bowl party at the CVS.
Mm-hmm. They're all returning their beers that they didn't drink. So we get to the party. It's wonderful. Uh-huh. She goes all out. Mom did a great job. And she is just any chance she gets taking shots at him, at her ex. And all deserved. All well deserved. And then I had to ask
him. He's not there.
Huh? He's there.
He's there. Oh,
yeah. He's there. Yeah, he's there.
Just getting roasted.
Getting roasted every time. She's like, I'm so sorry. Did you come to my house? And I was like, no, I was the one who texted you. I canceled. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, I canceled because I thought it was on Sunday. My son was sick on Sunday. He's fine today. And she was like, that's why I canceled on Saturday for a Sunday. But I didn't cancel on Saturday for a Monday party. That doesn't totally make sense.
Now we're set.
So she's like, oh, great. Yeah, this guy, just one job. One job. And then he goes, oh, they're really nice invites though, right?
Oh, doesn't matter, man.
So then I went on a side mission that I was like, oh, I got to know the answer to this. Because the invite said Sunday, February 12th is the birthday party.
Yeah.
So I was like, got to go on a side quest real quick. So I went up to the birthday boy, who I see all the time because I'm at the school doing PTA stuff. I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, hey. I was like, happy birthday. He's like, thanks. I go, is today your actual birthday? And he's like, yeah, today's my birthday. I was like, so today, the day of your birth, it's the day of the party.
It's today, your birthday. Today,
and he's like, yeah. And I was like, happy birthday. And in my head, I was like, so he got the date wrong. He also got his son's birthday wrong. This is all so good.
Oh.
She the mom thanked me profusely. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah. And I was like, hey, yeah, no, we...
It reminds me, we should keep merch in the car. You know, so in a situation like that, you'd be like, bro, come out to the car. I got something for you.
I'm a dumb, just go give
I'm a
dumb
dad. I'm a dumb dad shirt.
Let me just erase that white line through the dumb. Make sure it stands
Wear that around. Keep the dumb silent, all right?
Yeah.
Just try to keep it down.
So it felt good. It felt good to be that involved in a dumb dad moment and be like, oh, I'm not even a little bit to
just
blame.
Just on the outskirts looking
this
in.
This is so great. I kind of feel like a grandpa watching my son screw up. You know what I mean? Just like having fun going, I've made mistakes, but I'm not you right now.
Look at you. Failing. You don't even know what to do. You look looking. You don't know what to do.
And you're getting roasted and you just kind of just have to eat that humble pie.
Just chew it and swallow it. Shut up about it. Yeah. That is fantastic. I, on the tail end of that, I'll give you a little bit of my dumb dad moment this week.
Mm-hmm.
So Super Bowl related. My wife and I have had, it's like a tradition now somehow. Now it's a tradition, I really think, that three TVs ago, we heard, you know, one of the best days to buy a TV if you're looking for a TV is on Super Bowl Sunday, because they're like, everyone wants a new TV and they have great deals all over the place. Mm. And we heard that like, you know, 3 months before the Super Bowl or something like that. I mean, this is like 15 years ago. And we were like, that's interesting. Well, I mean, we're kind of in the market for one, so why don't we wait and see what happens? And then like that morning, you know, the games, whatever, it typically in the evening or late afternoon, it's like that morning we went to like, you know, store to look that morning. And it was like, man, like every one of these TVs is on sale. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So we bought a TV. The last TV we bought, same thing. We thought, well, it worked last time.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got nothing to do in the morning. We're going to a party later or something like that. I mean, we weren't even hosting that time. We was just like, well, let's go see if we can get a good deal.
For sure.
Two for two. This year...
Obviously, you're not doing this every year.
Not every year. No, this, you know, this is like 8 or 9 years ago was the second time.
You're like, I've got a stack of them in the
garage. I got a TV in every room.
We watch them with brightness up all the way. We never turn it off because what are you going to do? Burn the image? We're getting into it next year.
So I mean, yeah, this is like 15 years ago and then like 8 years ago or something like that. And then so we've been sort of toying with the idea of getting a new TV.
Yeah.
My wife's like, you know, the Super Bowl's coming up. She's kind of reminding me like, might as well look.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was more in the dad mode of like, this one's fine.
Yeah, you were.
It's been doing this thing lately, like you turn it on and then like it doesn't really turn on, and then you turn it on and it does like, it looks like it's resetting itself. Uh-huh. That kind of stuff where I'm like, it's fine. It'll turn on. Yeah. I'm doing this dad thing, you know. But this week I thought, I'm going to listen to her. I'm just going to go online and find the one that I think would be a cool TV.
Yeah.
And then I'll see if it's on. Of course it was on sale.
Yeah.
So the problem was, one car family, we had already scheduled like 2 months before. My wife is going to go out shopping with her friend. Mm-hmm. And we weren't hosting a big party. It was like the in-laws were coming over. The kids were going to run around. We'll watch the Super Bowl together. That's about as much as it was going to be.
Yeah.
But we thought, yeah, I'll get it. I'll order it and then we'll figure it out. But the only time to do it was like that morning. So we ordered like in-store pickup. And I was like, just when you're done with shopping, swing by and see if it's ready. You know, hopefully it'll be ready. And lo and behold, it's like she pulls up there at 2:30. Game's at 3:30. Mm-hmm. She pulls up there at 2:30.
Fun.
It barely fits in the car. And she's like, I'm on my way. It's like, great. So I unplugged the TV, unplugged the cable, unplugged the soundbar, all that stuff in preparation of her getting home. But now I'm starting to do a little bit of that. Like, I think this is a dumb dad moment. Like, the game is starting in less than an hour and I'm unplugging my television and all this stuff. Like
the source to watch it.
The way to enjoy the game with people coming over and snacks that are supposed to be.
I thought we could enjoy the radio for once. Let the announcers.
Use your imagination, paint the picture.
Do the talking.
So my wife gets there like 2:45. 2:50, basically, just short of 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I got half an hour.
Get your tool belt on.
I pretty much had everything ready to go and was just like, we just got to slide it in, open the box, set it up and plug it in. And I'll get to the cable box as fast as I can get to it.
You had a wall mount already in?
I didn't have a wall mount already in. It was definitely bigger than our older one, but we thought, we'll just put it on the TV stand for now. It should last the game. And then I'll wall mount it later. Like,
gotcha.
It'll probably be fine for a game, you know, So got it out, throw the TV stand in, get it all to go. And I basically was switching inputs like during the first play of the game. The kickoff had already happened.
Okay.
And there was like the first play happened and then I like turned and then it like clicked on. So I only missed like, I don't know, you know, 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
No pregame or anything, but it was like about as close as you can get to like what I mean. And I knew when she was on the way. She's on the way. I'm like making some of the snacks and stuff, getting ready. But she's on the way, and I've already unplugged the TV and everything. And then I had this moment like, what the hell are you doing? Like, just great. You have a new TV. Plug it in later. Watch the game. You get a little excited.
You got a new toy.
You got a new toy. You want to get all excited.
Yeah.
But it was like, I mean, man, talk about waiting until the last second. I got the day right, though.
You didn't get the day right. Which did help. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Well, good thing we didn't rush around to do all this.
Tuesday afternoon.
So there we are. It was a little bit of a dumb dad moment, but it was exhilarating. I'll say that. How fast can you figure out a new TV? Mm-hmm. So I'm not that old of a dad yet. Because if I was that old of a dad that was confused by technology, we would have hopefully tuned in for Rihanna. But we were well ahead of that. I got it all solved in about 15 minutes, which worked out pretty well. So
good for you.
But it was a good game. We had fun.
Yeah. My dumb dad moment also fell on Super Bowl Sunday.
The actual Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you also got
the actual day. So we woke up. My son had been getting over sickness again. And
he really likes to throw that into his weekly cycle, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Kind of one of the days, like, I think I'm going to throw a fever in there.
Yeah. Throw a fever in. Just barf once and then call it quits. And so we woke up Sunday and I was like, low grade fever. Let's chill today. Obviously we're not going to go to a playground or anything like that. But so, you know, we took the kids, like we made a full day of it. We went to the grocery store and got some snacks for the day. prior. Anyway, on the day, we're like, oh, we're gonna have snacks all day. We're going to go, and we took them to like a parking, a school parking lot that's right by us. And then we played ball for a while and just like ran them ragged. And then we got home and like, you guys can chill and watch TV for a little bit, play games, whatever, draw color. And then I was like, I had this thought. We have a lot of free time. Game's not for a while. Mm-hmm. Not that we're having anyone over, just something to do.
Yeah.
Just watch the game.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what though? I got a busy week ahead of me. Our wives are both going to a bachelorette party on Thursday. They will be gone Thursday to Sunday, Thursday midday to Sunday. I don't know when they're coming back Sunday, but no clue.
Oh, it's Monday.
Yeah. It's Monday.
I got the calendar wrong.
My birthday. So they'll be gone. So I'm going to have like Thursday. I'll have the kids. I'll be by myself with the kids second half of the day, all day Friday. Then my parents are coming Saturday, kind of just like a fun. It kind of worked out. I mean, it'll be a bummer. My wife will not see them, but it works out for me because they were like, hey, we're thinking of coming down in 2 weeks. And I was like, 2 weeks. Oh, Andy's out of town, but yeah. You can come when I'm by myself with two kids.
That sounds great.
Fantastic. I sleep on the couch. I'll sleep on the floor outside. I don't care. You come.
Be involved, please. Be involved.
So it's weird to say living in LA, but it's been raining insane lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so our backyard has just been a jungle. So I was like, well, my parents are coming into town next weekend. This is kind of my only shot to get this done and get the backyard cleaned up and organized. And we haven't hung out in there, but in the backyard in so long. The last time was like, wasn't my wife's birthday, but like we had had some people over for dinner. Oh, with Thanksgiving and stuff, we moved all of the furniture around and never moved it back. We had a table out there, which we have since put in the garage, but like, it's just a mess back there. The lawn is out of control. So I was like,
it's been, I will say this to give you credit. We haven't been able to go outside and hang out because it's been freezing cold. It's been like 68 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, what do we live in, an air conditioner?
I mean, it's hard enough to move around with a puffy jacket out there. Yeah. You know, moving around furniture. Last night it was 37 degrees.
I had to wear sleeves. That.
But it is,
I
had
to wear
crazy.
Sleeves. I say with a hoodie on.
My pant leg caught on the table.
So I was like, I said to my wife, I was like, if you're cool with the kids, I'd love to get the backyard organized, especially with my parents coming into town. It's now, we've gotten our rain for the next 4 years. We won't have any more for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I mowed the lawn and then I got the weed whacker out and did the trim and like went after it. Then I was like leaf blowing all the concrete and sweeping and like piling on, rearrange, leaf blew this one area, move the furniture over, leaf blew the other area, arrange the furniture, finish leaf blowing, like tidied it all up, put things like where they belong. Like I made the backyard look great.
I think I have a prediction.
What is it?
When you walked inside, it was 4:15.
No. I didn't miss any of the game.
Okay.
I didn't miss any of the game. That's
what it was. No. Lost track of time, walked in, missed Rihanna, everything.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean it's over? I mean, it's the 10 o'clock news. So.
You guys want to go outside?
So I got it all done and did that, like, hands on my hip, nodding to no one, but acting like there's six people around me. Like,
You hear a slight applause in the background.
And then had the thought, well, I wonder what the weather is going to be. It's going to rain all weekend. And it's going to be raining. Absolute waste of time. And I know somebody's going to say, when it's not, you'll get to enjoy. I know, but like that wasn't the intention of why I did it.
No, you
like,
wanted
I did
to
it to have a nice space to hang out.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a little, as we say, chilly.
Mm-hmm.
It's still nice to sometimes sit outside.
You can throw the fire pit out there.
The kids can play outside while we're just sitting out there. No. It'll be raining.
Yeah. Well, I'm headed up to Seattle, traveling with the kiddos by myself.
It'll definitely be raining there.
It's definitely going to be raining.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be raining the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is, that tracks, but still going to be raining the whole time.
Seattle rain, man.
It'll be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it. It's funny. I think my daughter will be like missing mommy pretty hard because she definitely, like, I still, for the most part, I'm not the one that get asked to brush her hair. I'm not the one that get asked to like help her with her teeth. Or I mean, mommy is the default parent, but very much so with my daughter.
Right.
So I think I know my wife's going to be missing the children. Uh-huh. They're going on their fun little vacay. Uh-huh. But I'll be dealing with the emotional ramifications of that.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to talking about, I'm sure there will be a dumb dad moment next week. I mean, I'm traveling with the two kiddos.
You're flying alone.
Flying alone with the two kiddos.
You've never done that before, right?
I think
you did.
I think I've done it once before.
Yeah.
But I also can't remember because, you know, it's all kind of the same day in some ways.
Which is someone's birthday party.
Somebody's birthday party. And I don't know what time the game starts, mm-hmm. but I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, there we go. I mean, that's a pretty good update, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will say, we posted, it was a repost of a Super Bowl Dad's video that we did.
Yeah.
And there's a shot.
I think it was last year, right?
That's the last year.
Yeah.
And there's a shot in it of me trying to watch the game through the window, and then I get hit in the head with a ball because I'm outside playing with my kid.
Yeah.
I posted it in our Instagram stories today, but that is exactly what happened during the game. Like not quite halfway through the game, because halftime we did watch Rihanna, but my daughter was just like, "Dad, do you want to go outside and play? This is boring." And I was like, "Of course I do." And then we ended up just playing ball, and I was like, "This is hilarious." This is exactly what I posted.
Yeah,
like, but guess what? We f-ing played ball on that freshly cut grass. I'll tell you that right now, and it was great. It was real nice.
Looked like center field. Yeah. Any amount of pick your ballpark, cross cut it and everything.
Like
center, diamond pattern.
Like center field, but like they cut out like a square enough to sleep 10 people. What? Maybe a small backyard.
Only in the next couple of days though, because not this weekend.
Nope, this weekend.
It'll be pouring
rain. There'll be a rain delay.
Your parents, they don't know this. They're actually the grounds crew.
Yep.
They're going to be rolling out the tarp.
Yeah, the tarp. They're like, on that grass? It's mostly weeds. Shut up!
We have to preserve what we have. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so we are going to do something that we love to do on this podcast, which is we're going to read a submission from a parent, a dumb parenting moment.
Yep.
If you guys have a dumb parenting moment that you want to share with us, you can email us dumbdadpod@gmail.com. You can also DM us on Instagram where we're @thedumbdads and tell us your story. Tell us of a situation you had where
about
it
the
just
stupid
all
thing you did.
Went sideways.
Yeah.
And you were the real bozo and it's your fault. If you're the dad from the birthday party and you're listening to this, yes, I'm talking about you.
We would like to hear your side of it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Give you a chance to sound off.
Explain how you got it wrong in a way twice because it was your child's birthday and you wrote that wrong.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
All right, let's go.
This is sent to us from Allie. So thank you, Allie, for
thank you, Allie.
Allie says, "Hey, dads.
Hi.
While I have a stockpile of dumb parenting moments to choose from, this particular day was a real doozy."
Okay.
So strap in, Kevin. You ready? Okay. I have two kids, ages 2 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
We live on an acreage. And it was time to get our dog spayed. So I made the appointment for the dog at a neighboring city, half hour away.
Gotcha.
With the intent of also making it a fun day for the kids and me.
Well, the animal's already having a great time. You might as well make it fun for everybody.
After dropping off the dog, we swung by the ever sought after park that we had driven by many times, but never had time to stop.
Okay.
You know the ones. You're driving by a big park and it's like,
oh, that's a good one.
Look how many colorful slides they have. Why isn't that the one by our house?
None of their slides are covered in caution tape.
Armed with juice and chips, I was adamant that we were going to have fun. That's capitalized F-U-N, fun.
I love it.
I thought to myself, you're killing it today.
Yeah.
You're getting after it, Allie. Little did I know, I was about to be royally humbled.
Okay.
That's a great, it's a great setup. It's a really good cold open. As we pulled up to the park, it was readily apparent that there was some major construction happening adjacent to the play area. Uh-huh. Jackhammers and any other piece of noisy equipment, you name it.
Okay.
It was there. The kids were not fazed by the noise whatsoever, and I wanted to get on that play structure. We had barely stepped onto the playground before I realized I needed to use the washroom immediately, only to see that the park washroom was part of the renovation overhaul. Gotcha. So it's closed. It's,
yeah, I get it.
Leaving the porta potty. A destroyed construction site porta potty.
All right.
Feeling it unsafe to leave my kids outside waiting for me, especially next to an excavation.
No.
I made the game time decision to haul them into the gross porta potty with me, which they, of course, touched everything. Ugh. And to my dismay, there was no soap or sanitizer to be found anywhere. This all tracks. Once out, I explained to my kids the chips would have to wait. but I cracked open the juice boxes to appease them. In the seconds it took for my five-year-old to squeeze juice all over himself, mm-hmm. we were quick to learn there are rampant wasps at this particular park.
Oh, that took a turn. I didn't expect.
Well, you know, juice. They were going to be attracted. While I was trying to save my frantic, juice-soaked son from the growing swarm, there was a slight break in the jackhammer racket, just enough for me to hear my two-year-old daughter crying. She had tripped, face-planted in the gravel, and was now a wasp target as well, covered in juice.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going so poorly.
It's going so badly.
We're not done, Kevin. We hadn't even spent 10 minutes at the park. But at this point, I gathered my two bawling, sticky children and took them to the van, queued up a movie for them on my phone, and drove home. Don't worry, we went back and got the dog later.
Oh, good. The dog's fine.
That dumpster fire of a park adventure was a really good reminder that no matter how perfect of a mom I want to be, that's just not how it works sometimes. And that's okay. I'm still a good mom.
That's right. You are.
And you guys are great dads. Appreciate that. Thanks for the laughs. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Allie, for sending that in. That is okay, here's the thing. We talk about this all the time. We share our dumb dad moments. Uh-huh. We ask people to send them in. That's a perfect example. Because the dumb dad moment, the dumb parenting moment, is not anything other than assuming...
Yeah.
This is going to go flawlessly.
I'm excited about this idea. Yeah.
And that's just how it works. She's right. Doesn't mean she's a bad mom. Doesn't mean anything other than is just you just took an L that day.
Yeah, that's a big L.
It's a big L to take, but she took it like a champ because you know what? She figured it out. Yeah. She got her kids home safely and then eventually the dog. But goodness.
Wow.
I feel for her. You know, I feel like haven't been through that exact moment, but the feelings that that conjures reading it, I've been there.
It's like, oh, okay, you know what? Let's get out of here.
I don't know why we even tried.
Yeah.
I do know why we tried, but I'm frustrated.
Oh, God, thank you for sending that. It's brutal.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So again, send us your dumb parenting moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a little backlog, and if that keeps backlogging, we might do a special...
Feels like we're getting close.
We're getting close to a mailbag. We'll do an additional a bonus pod mailbag. We'll do dumb parenting moments. So if you have one, send them in. We'll do a mailbag if we get enough backlogged and talk about them. That's real fun to do. Mm-hmm. But that's a good place to leave it. So again, follow us on social media. We're at the Dumb Dads. Again, email dumbdadpod@gmail.com or the Dumb Dads on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube where you can watch full episodes of this podcast, and you can also see some of our longer form videos, so check all those out. Thanks as always to Adverdu on SoundCloud for the intro and outro to this podcast, and
it's
thanks
so
as
dancy.
Always to my lovely wife Annie for editing this podcast.
For
Evan,
real.
Take us out.
I have sort of an on-brand one here that I found in the book, but they're always disappointing. The daughter says, Dad, why can't I text? My fingers are cold.
Why can't I text?
Yeah, what does the dad say?
My fingers are cold.
What's the dad's response?
I don't know.
You probably just have typothermia.
Oh, I never would have got there.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's annoying. That sucks. I hate that.
Stupid. Okay, bye.
Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.